Not that many people just take off for North Korea, especially with winter approaching, but that's what a couple of young American rappers are about to do. Tomorrow they'll head out to Pyongyang to shoot a music video with tourist visas in hand. Reporter Lauren Ober has their story.
Anthony Bob and Dontre Ennis have never been on an airplane. The farthest either has traveled from the Washington, D.C. area is a recent trip to New York City. But on Saturday, the pair will board a flight to Beijing en route to their final destination, North Korea. Bob and Ennis, who go by the nicknames Pac-Man and Peso, are 19 and 20, and they're psyched about the adventure. Before the trip, they admittedly didn't know much about North Korea and its totalitarian government, its human rights abuses, its nuclear threats, etc. But you can't believe everything you hear, Peso says.
Anybody could tell you a bunch of everything, but it's only some of it probably be right, so you won't know until you witness firsthand.
My thoughts together. Look, if I ain't chasing fame, then I'm chasing money.
How a pair of young rappers from D.C.'s toughest neighborhoods ended up booking a trip to North Korea is the story of what happens when a whim becomes a reality. It goes something like this. Pac-Man and Peso met a 25-year-old guy named Ramsey Aberdeen who works in commercial lending. In his spare time, Aberdeen messes around with music producing and started recording with the pair. Aberdeen also has the travel bug. Recently, he booked a trip to China to visit some friends. Then another friend suggested he add North Korea to his itinerary. Why not, he thought.
We're like, we're going to North Korea, like everybody's going. So I started this whole North Korea thing.
Being a savvy promoter, Ramsey Aberdeen invited Pac-Man and Peso to come along.
Ram like, yo, y'all trying to go to North Korea with us? I'm thinking he playing the whole time, dead serious.
Sure, Aberdeen says it is kind of a ridiculous idea. But he also knows that hitching a project to the North Korea train is a surefire way to create some serious buzz. Think of the attention Dennis Rodman got for visiting his new best pal, North Korea's supreme leader, Kim Jong-un.
Now I'm grinding for greatness, I tend to think back, put pieces together and then compare frames. Think about the lost connections with all these new names. Pac-Man.
Aberdeen and the crew launched a successful Kickstarter campaign to get the idea off the ground. It netted more than $10,000. So off they go. Even if Aberdeen says some people have told him it's kind of a sketchy idea.
They say you shouldn't go to North Korea. Don't go to North Korea. North Korea's bad. I mean, my dad's Palestinian, so it's like you always hear negativity about that. So it's like, I'm not saying you're wrong here, but who's to say? So it's like, I'm not going to take your word for it.
Aberdeen's taking along another guy on the trip. Mike Bassett is a former Army sergeant who served in Korea and lived on the peninsula for 7 years. He's organized cultural exchange trips for years, and he coordinated the logistics for this one. At a recent send-off party for Pac-Man and Peso, Bassett told me that he knows they'll face some restrictions in Pyongyang. For instance, they can only use cameras with short lenses, and they can't take photos of the military. But he's sure they'll be able to interact with regular North Koreans.
We're going to be doing high fives and fist bumps and singing together and karaoke and, you know, exchanging stories about each other's lives. That is cultural exchange.
During the trip, Pac-Man and Peso will also hit Hong Kong and Mongolia, where, if all goes well, they'll shoot a music video in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar. The prospect of visiting these countries, especially North Korea, is not at all daunting for the pair. They say the only thing that's making them nervous is the plane ride.
Like where we at now, like that one day changed everything. It just can't feel no better.
Now it's feeling like it's all going to happen, but I'm not rushing anything. They say working hard pays off, so we ain't working hard for nothing.
Ideally, their trip halfway around the world will get them discovered. But even if their music goes nowhere, Pac-Man and Peso will still be the D.C. rappers who flew to North Korea to shoot a music video. And that has to count for something. For the world, I'm Lauren Ober. Washington. You a big dog, think you're walking tough, but you're doing too much barking. Got a mask on with the black gloves, and I'm lowing up the carbon. Had to chase him down, had to gun him down like Hitman killing his target.
That's Pac-Man and Peso. You're listening to The World on PRI.